Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is a 54-yard field goal try by Eddie Pinheiro. Career-long 59 at the Rams in October. And he has got the aim, and he's got it on a line drive.
I didn't think that
was a two-on-one.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Did you see that kick and how low it was? I'm like, how the hell did it make it? What's wrong?
They grow on trees.
Oh.
Kickers.
That's like, what happened?
What happened is, new ball, though.
That's why they're going further.
Yeah, and how'd that ball work for Moody?
Ball
worked pretty good for Moody.
Yeah.
The bottom line is this. I don't think we've ever seen a kicking exhibition through eight games like we're witnessing with
Eddie
Pinheiro.
Get the myth out the way now. Like, you don't want it to be against the Rams or in the Aws and he's perfect and you're like, good Lord.
Like, they could be 4-5 without Pinheiro.
No, there you go.
I mean, seriously.
I got no problem with that.
The guy's been incredible.
And it's De Niro because he's money, Steiny.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Robert.
I got you. Mykel Williams, the 49ers were fearing the worst, and that's the news they received. He's got an ACL tear. So he's going to miss the rest of the season. Rookie Mykel Williams.
Steiny, what do you do? Is this – I mean, what can you do? We can't ignore it, though. Bosa, Warner.
You do realize the
now
team –
now a rookie
you do
from
realize
Georgia.
The team ignores it. That's the only way they can function.
Wow, man.
And maybe the fan base should, too. This is just who we are this year.
But for the first time in a long time, what was the stat floating around last week that since 2016, Kyle Shanahan's team, I believe it was the most games missed due to injury. But, I mean, you got to be kidding me that that kid's out the rest of the year, man, this rookie campaign.
I mean, first year in the NFL, getting to be like a full college season. Well, maybe. I don't know. I can't.
And on that surface is, I guess, what just stings, too. NFL's got to get it together. Like, Steiny, truly no team, tell me what you think should be playing on turf at this juncture with all the technology and money this league is about.
This is George Kittle on the turf.
This was the last game I've ever not played in. So it was my first experience on the turf, really. I'll say I think it's significantly better than it was in 2020 because it's all packed down and people have been playing on it. My only issue with it is, like, when someone's field is like the butt of a joke throughout all of social media constantly, like on every NFL meme page, all that stuff, like everybody jokes about how bad it is. I feel like at that point, you know, someone should just take a look at it and, you know, let's not make it a, no NFL field should be the butt of a joke ever. I feel like all fields should be, have a level of safety to it. I just don't get, like, why there's not a standard for, hey, you got to pick between one or two turfs. there shouldn't be 12 different turfs and 12 different grass fields and then a couple guys have the same things. I just think that's weird because most other sports, it's not like basketball players play on different hardwood. That's all the same. Soccer players in Europe all play on really nice grass. So it's just weird to me. But that's really way above my pay grade. I don't make the money to make those decisions. But I'd love to.
Well, George, I mean, he wasn't wrong.
Why don't they have either play on natural grass or an approved surface that's synthetic?
My hands are in the air. And, I mean, guys dropping like flies. It's not just the 49ers guys taking care of, I mean, having these injuries. But I just feel bad for the youngster. And he'll be back. I get it. I know, Stoney. But, damn, I do wonder if that puts his if John Lynch is working overtime tonight to try to facilitate a trade. Because at this point, that's another body.
You know where here's where I am on injuries. Injuries, I don't blame injuries.
I don't blame. Because it's not a person.
Every team has injuries. The best teams deal with them.
Well, you're talking about depth now.
Huh?
You're talking about
depth.
That's
right. But that's absolutely right. I'm talking about depth. So if you lose some starters and you have depth, then you're going to be able to withstand probably.
But it's the reason the Raptors beat the Warriors in the 19 finals because they had no replacement for KD and Klay.
Well, that's different. I mean, you got a salary cap the Warriors had five guys making $40 million or whatever, and then their bench, they didn't have much. But I'm just saying, if you get hurt every single year, why wouldn't your strategy then be, we have to get deeper and can't be as top heavy?
Well, you got to be perfect damn near then, Stoney, but you've done that with the quarterback position, and that's why I believe it's a big part of why this team's still 6-3. No doubt about that. You upgrade Brandon Allen, Stoney, where would this day probably be 3-6 had he the seven games that Mac is 5-2. It could be 2-5, and I don't want to hate on him. But the bottom line is they did just what you're talking about at the quarterback position with Mac Jones. And I do wonder, whenever he does have to return to glass slippers, if he does, and it looks like he's going to here in San Francisco, is he in his Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold phase of his career?
Haven't they also prioritized depth?
Well, they drafted a lot of young players.
They got a ton of young guys. They said goodbye to a lot of older, more expensive players. They got a better backup than last year. I mean, they have prioritized depth.
Okay. Well, that's why they're 6-3 then. So it's better than it has been in the past. Like, that's the point. If they're 3-6, then clearly the players they've gotten to back up aren't as good. But
well, they were
6-11
last year.
Okay.
No, so they hit some, and the defense.
All I said is, if you get hurt every single year, why don't you make depth a point of emphasis? And Evan's saying they did. Okay, maybe that's why they're 6-3 and not 3-6. So good. I mean, then they're handling it better than any. They're handling injuries better than any other team in the league. Let's go to Rod in Vallejo. What's up, Rod? How you doing?
Hey, guys. You guys are so dynamic.
Oh, thanks, Ron. Thank you, man.
Yes, we're putting all this emphasis on Brock Purdy getting back on the field. The emphasis should be put on getting Ricky Pearsall back on that field because he's going to take the top of that Ram defense off. And it's going to really open it up for Christian McCaffrey. He's a speed receiver that can also block, and he's a big part of that 49er offense. What do you think?
No, you're totally right. I just, Stoney, I don't know if you got the intel. Do you expect him back this week?
Who?
Pearsall. I mean, he's everything. He's talking about taking the top off the defense, especially the Rams, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea about Pearsall. I have no idea about Ayuk's practice window. I have no idea about Brock Purdy. We'll probably have to wait. Like, every week, we're going to be probably waiting until Wednesday or Thursday to find out who's playing and who's not playing. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to go to Gustavo in Fairfield. Hey, Gustavo, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for putting me on, but you got to mark the tape on this, man. The EMF, the electromagnetic fields near Levi Stadium, that's the key, bro. That's affecting all the players over time. That's why we have the most injuries over like a 10-year span. Like, they have studies in Iran about how it's affecting fertility if you live within like 100 feet of these things. Bro, just mark the tape. I'm telling you.
EMF?
Find out this stuff's affecting soft tissue, bro.
Hey, what's it called? EMF?
EMF, electromagnetic field.
What? Man, what if he's onto something? What if? I mean, what do you, can you dig him up and remove it?
I think it's radiation is what he's talking about.
Oh, I'm not really sure. George Kittle was asked about his assessment of the offense through 9 games this year. Take a listen.
We have a very good offense with the potential to be a great offense. We have guys that, we have a veteran offense. We have guys that have played a lot of snaps together, guys who've won a lot of games together, guys who've gone through, you know, bad games together. And so I think as an offense, we're very connected. And our offense needs to score a lot of points week in and week out. That's just what it is, because we have a young defense with, you know, our two best players are out. Injuries galore kind of on the defensive side. And luckily our offense has been able to continue to score points. And, you know, when we're scoring points like today, I think we're going to have a lot of success. And then when we have 12 plays in the first half, like last week, it's going to be a really tough season. So I think there's, I don't want to say pressure. I just think there's a ton of opportunity in the offense to go out there and just score a bunch of points and have a bunch of guys involved with it. So yeah, that and, you know, Eddie P, what an absolute G. Love that guy.
You called him a G. You know, I'm looking at DeMarcus Robinson, and I'm looking at Brian Robinson Jr., Donnie. And when it was announced both those guys were going to be a part of the offense, I never once thought they were going to, shout out Jay-Z, do a takeover. But I did think, you know, they would contribute more than they had. And I know Robinson had 5 carries for 53 yards yesterday, and he was running. But when I look at him get tackled, again, this is going to sound crazy. I don't want less C-Mac. But I'm just looking at him like, man, I thought there was a possibility, and we had talked about it, to where Kyle could devise something to where both of them were on the field at the same time. Neither here nor there with my Brian Robinson Jr., but DeMarcus Robinson. Now, he hadn't been a big factor at all, didn't catch a ball yesterday. Is that shocking to you? Because I know the caller mentioned Pearsall, but I'm starting to believe until I see Pretty Ricky again, I'm going to assume he's out, but you know, Robinson had, what, 6 or 7 touchdowns last year and hasn't been featured much in this passing attack.
Maybe if they ever get Purdy back, because it's clear that Kendrick Bourne has supplanted him. I mean, Jordan Watkins is starting to play.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a –
Bourne was 2 for 34 yesterday, but not the 10 for what we saw him go off in Tampa Bay. But go ahead. I'm
but he's had 200-yard games already under with Mac Jones. As for Brian Robinson, what I think is going on is when they got Brian Robinson, they had no intention of him taking touches from McCaffrey. What they had an intention with is if McCaffrey gets hurt,
then
they still got a they still got a running back. But I mean, you tell me, you tell me why Robinson hasn't had more than 6 carries in a game or whatever it is.
What did I give you the carry total with the, what did I say, 219 or 229 for McCaffrey receptions and toting the rock? And I don't agree with it all the time, but I'm going to go a famous rapper back in the day, Stoney, KRS-One, and his first song was My Philosophy, and it's a banger. And that's Kyle's philosophy is, he's not into this load management. He's Michael Jordan, and he's not. He doesn't care what time or part of the game it is. He's riding his thoroughbreds. So I get it. It's his show. He's doing it his way. But that's what I liken to why Brian Robinson only has 41 carries and 197 yards, Donnie, because, I mean, there are some days you're like, man, that dude's a load. It's hard for other guys to break, you know, take him down, especially later on in games. But that can't be too big of a critique if, again, the coach is not giving them carries because McCaffrey's so great, man. And McCaffrey, he's Iron Man right now.
Yeah, Robinson's averaging about 4.5 carries per game. And again, I think what's going on with McCaffrey is they wanted to use him a lot. Now, I don't know if they wanted to use him this much.
But boy.
But I think, look, it's no secret that the 49ers didn't have McCaffrey last year and they weren't very good. There's a lot of people that think McCaffrey's the MVP on this team, offense included and defense included. Mm-hmm. And so if he is your MVP and you're a coach like Kyle Shanahan, I think part of you thinks every time I don't run McCaffrey, I'm giving the ball to somebody who's not as good. Mm-hmm. So I just think he's obviously he's going to have to spell him here and there. And I think I feel like this year I've seen McCaffrey more than ever.
Right.
Like run to the sidelines after a second down play. But this is the way I think it's going to be. And I think one of the reasons it's going to be this way, one of the reasons it's this way is obviously because of all the injuries. So if they ever get guys back, would it lessen a little? Maybe, but I'm not necessarily sure Robinson then would get more touches for it, for mm-hmm. instance.
Yeah. And again, we talked about the, what was the record he has? 16th time he's got a rushing and passing touchdown in the same game, McCaffrey. So that's more than the great Marshall Faulk. So, I mean, he's up there in that stratosphere. So how dare I clamor, and I'm not, Steiny, but I'm just wondering for down the road, is McCaffrey or any other star going to benefit from getting a spell? But like you said, I've noticed him putting up the hand, but he's doing so much coming to get that breather before going back in.
Yeah, this is Mac Jones on Brian Robinson Jr. and what he's bringing to the table.
He's the man. I know he's been kind of itching to get a chance, you know, and we've talked about it. Nothing bad, but just like, I'm like, stay ready, dude. It's coming. You know, Christian's just done a great job. And I was like, your day's coming. You know, I said that last week and this week. So he's done a good job just taking it day by day and attacking the line of scrimmage, knowing what to do. He's just more comfortable and looks like, you know, how he did in college, to be honest.
I mean, he's got to tell him, like, not that Brian's getting down. It's just like, dude, you got Steph Curry in front of you, bro. It's coming. Keep your head up, Steiny. It's got to be hard, man.
I mean, the other thing is I got to assume Robinson learning a whole new offense.
Yeah.
And now we're halfway through the year, so maybe it's a case of he'll get a little more and more of a role as the season goes on, as he gets more comfortable. Yeah.
But this is a less of a role that he's probably ever had, even though DC had got funky. You know, he was featured a bit, so this is kind of just being on ice, you know?
They got McCaffrey, and they're using him.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, 49ers got some bad news today. Mykel Williams did suffer an ACL tear yesterday, so he's going to miss the remainder of the season. Rookie defender. Going to miss the rest of the year.
And again, Steiny, he wasn't putting up just gaudy numbers or Reggie White type of stuff, but he was learning, getting that experience, and also helping in doing so. So, I mean, again, it's just, if you're a Niner fan, it's like, here we go again. Can you just win a game and not have to worry about, you know, Bosa being out? Or
well, you don't
Brock
have to worry
Purdy.
About that anymore.
Well, I'll give you a one.
You know,
but every win, it's just
I'm not
like,
worried about Fred Warner getting hurt anymore.
You know, it's like going in for a kiss, but putting up your Duke's garden from getting sucker punched. That's just how it is with the Niners this year. Every win comes at an expense. You look like you were what? I've never seen that face from you.
Kiss or sucker punch? I just didn't.
Well, I was in a toxic relationship. Her name was Jen, and this is how it would be. I was young, but also got my Dukes up because we were good and bad for each other.
This is Christian McCaffrey on Brian Robinson Jr.
It was awesome, man. He runs so hard, and it feels like this whole season it's just been, you could tell he's itching and might not be the way he wants it to be right now. But to have him is huge for me. It means a lot to me. He pushes me, and the way he runs, if we can continue to kind of get that flow of the game in there, man, I'm really excited. And you know, you couldn't ask for a guy to have a better attitude to come into work every day and to have that mindset and to keep pushing. So I'm really pumped he's in our room, and I think it's only going to get better.
Way to double back. It's a great job of doubling back,
man.
By Christian McCaffrey.
Well, he did it.
Because clearly Robinson is unhappy.
Nah.
Yes, he is.
He's being a professional.
No, he's unhappy. He's unhappy. Here's Christian McCaffrey.
It was awesome, man. He runs so hard, and it feels like this whole season it's just been, you could tell he's itching and might not be the way he wants it to be right now. But to have him is huge for me. It means a lot to me. He pushes me, and the way he runs, if we can continue to kind of get that flow of the game in there, man, I'm really excited. And you couldn't ask for a guy to have a better attitude to come into work every day and to have that mindset and to keep pushing. So I'm really pumped he's in our room, and I think it's only going to get better.
Yeah, I love it. Brian Robinson is not...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Not happy.
Niners got some good dudes.
He's not happy, but he's handling it perfectly.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
No, I got you. He
wants to play more.
And speaking of which, we saw Jordan Watkins get on the field, Steiny. I mean, that was a sight for sore eyes. We keep talking about Ricky Pearsall, and I know they're different. But, man, he was able to get out there and contribute. So I sit here and wonder, as they're 6-3, Steiny, if that day does come, and we've been making a lot, and rightfully so, of today's show about Mac and Brock. But the bottom line is, if you do get Pearsall and somehow Ayuk's window is open and you get Purdy back, I mean, man, how lethal and how much of this experience from all the others. I mean, I feel like we talk about the Warriors, who's in or out, who's losing minutes. I mean, that you would have a plethora of dudes that can make plays at any given time.
Yeah, but I also
but
don't
that's not
think,
the case now today.
But I also don't think that the offensive line is going to play as well as it did yesterday for the rest of the season. I think their offensive line is a weakness. And
that's probably a safe bet.
They'll get beat. You know, their offensive line will probably get him beat a few more times this year.
But it didn't get him beat against the Rams in L.A. Go figure.
Yeah.
Or Seattle and Seattle.
How many good games has the offensive line had out of nine?
Well, Atlanta was, I'm going to say, two of the last three. How about that? I thought Atlanta was a good one.
Okay.
Houston, that was bad. That was an F. And then this one.
I mean,
two or three, Steiny.
This is from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. This is, I said I think something's just a little fishy. I think this is kind of what I meant
right
from the 925. I feel like we're all dancing around the elephant in the room,
which is
Mac is just as good as Purdy.
Okay, that's not a shocker, or what do you do with that information? And we're going to find out what the Niners are going to do with it. And right now, it's not at a crossroads, shout out Bone Thugs, because one of the quarterbacks is not healthy enough to resume his starting duties.
Yeah.
But that day is going to come, Steiny, I believe, here sooner than later, where a decision, shout out LeBron, is going to have to be made.
And you know what? Brock Purdy better be good.
And that is why I said Mac quietly has, do I dare say, raised the bar? Because Brock can't be Jacksonville Brock. He was bad that game. Come on. And he earned it. Gave it, said, you know what, Steiny, you stunk, but that was because your toe was hurt. But like, I don't know how many more of those you get.
He should get no more of those. He should get no more right. of those. He should get one more quarter of that. Nah, maybe a game.
A half.
Maybe a game. Hey, the Warrior Summit, ladies and gentlemen, is happening this week. In fact, on Thursday, November 6th, we're going to be live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again, discussing another Warrior season. And we're going to do it a little differently this time around. We're going to be 9 games into the season. So the Warriors have 2 more games tomorrow and Wednesday. They play Phoenix and then the Sacramento Kings. And then Thursday we'll have the Summit coming off of that back-to-back. And Willard and Dibbs, they are going to be there from 2 to 4. And then all the hosts are going to join from 4 to 6. We've done a bunch of these. We love them. We love to have you guys out there. And this time it's going to be at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. We'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill on Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there. And that segment was also brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.